blew my load.
All right, Preston Kilroy. Here we are. Hold on, let me check this out. Preston Kilroy. See you, buddy. Gopher, tough, gnarly. Probably not where you wanted to be. You made a run, got in the lead a couple times in Moto 1. That was good, but take us through your day.
Yeah, dude, that track is brutal out there. There's no spots to rest. It's just super hot and humid today. So definitely on the struggle bus. I made a good push there in the first moto. Passed him a couple times, and then we actually collided midair, got a little sketchy, and I kind of just, after that, just kind of mailed it in. And then the second moto, dude, I just had nothing. Yeah.
Did you know, late in Moto 1, you're like, uh-oh? Like.
Yeah, I did. And then, when I was sitting here in between motos, like, dude, I couldn't eat anything, and it just, I had literally nothing. But, and part of that, too, I got food poisoning really bad this week. Okay. I was thrown up all day Tuesday. Couldn't even get out of bed Tuesday and Wednesday. I rode a little bit on Thursday.
What'd you eat? What was it?
Something in Quebec. Okay. Yeah, the French people. They have weird stuff over there, and... So I'm thinking it was some lunch meat, okay. Kind of tasted a little funky. Yeah, I think it got me pretty good. Yeah. But overall it wasn't the greatest of day, but only lost 5 points. So
yeah, second moto where you watch, he was leading, and that would have been a big points hit to you. Yeah. He dropped back a little bit. Were you monitoring that and being like, oh, okay?
Yeah, no, I was watching a little bit, and then. Sebastian, my teammate there, when I saw him get around him, I knew I only lost a couple points. So like I said, it wasn't, considering all things this week, it wasn't too bad of a day, to be honest.
Are you much of a sand guy? Did you grow up with it? Did you, like, this kind of stuff? Like, how are you in the sand coming in?
Dude, I never rode sand. Okay. Yeah, not at all. Yeah. We have nothing by us that's sandy. So definitely not the greatest in sand, but I tried to come here preseason. We came and did some testing here, tried some suspension stuff. So I felt okay, you know, coming in, but I knew I'd be a little bit behind, right? Like Ryder lives here. He rides here a bunch. Same with Rempel. He lives not too far away from here. And Sebastian, like, that's all these guys ride is sand. And I'm just, dude, all I ride is clay and hard pack. So.
So actually the first moto, maybe you surprised yourself a little bit? Because again, Ryder's so good here.
Yeah, no, I did surprise myself a little bit. Like I said, I'm not typically a good sand rider. So, but I felt okay in the first moto. And then, like I said, I just, had nothing. Second moto.
It was a really good race. First moto. It was cool to watch. I was on top of the Walton rig, and I was watching you guys. It looked pretty good. Did anything go over? Did anything go overboard? Like as far as like the contact and everything, or was that just racing?
I mean, we collided off the finish line jump midair. Yep. Like, kind of sketchy. I thought we were both going down there for a second. So I was kind of scared there for a second, but we raced each other pretty hard. Like I said, I was right on his ass. Like, felt like the whole moto, but.
I was like thinking to myself, okay, he made a couple runs at him, didn't make it stick. A 2-1 gets the overall. And I'm like, but you're like, no, I'm not doing that.
And that's kind of the thought that was going through my head too. But like, dude, when I got third lap on the second moto, I'm like, fuck, man. Like I had nothing. The last three laps, I couldn't even stand up. Like my legs were cramping, my back is hurting. And like that track, dude, you can't breathe anywhere. There's just bumps and whoops, and then nothing, there's no flow to it. I couldn't find a flow of jumping bumps. Like it's like those weird sharp edge bumps and whoops, and so it's a very unique track, like one of the gnarliest tracks I've ever raced on, hands down.
Well, hey, listen, for as bad as today went, fourth overall, you'll only lose five, you keep the red plate, you'll take it, right?
Yeah, I will take it. Yeah.
Cool, man. Thank you.
Thanks.